distinguish between comparing our results to our research hypothesis and inferential accuracy of our results, tell the likely reasons for the different outcomes of each. Comparing our results to our research hypothesis has to do with simply whether we got what we hoped for, didn't get what we hoped for, or sometimes got the opposite of what we hoped for. The inferential accuracy of our results is when we compare our results to what's really true in the population. This is where the language of type 1, type 2, type 3 errors, correct retention, correct rejection, that's where this language belongs in inferential accuracy. The likely reasons for the different outcomes of each, there's two. One, they're different things. Comparing our results to our hypothesis is not the same thing as comparing our results to our research hypothesis. Our results to the population. You can have virtually any combination you want. The other thing that is likely to produce different outcomes is the quality of our literature review. We saw a couple of examples where the data were right, but the hypothesis was wrong. But if there's 105 studies out there that have all found a positive correlation, why as a researcher are you hypothesizing a negative relationship? So one of the ways to tighten all of this up is to know your literature and make research hypotheses that are based on what's commonly found in the population. That will improve both of these. You'll be right more often, and you'll match what's going on. So, know your literature. Second of all, know the methodology of your literature. Not just the knowledge, not just what they think they found, but how they found it. I mean, one of the best ways to get both of these wrong at the same time is to run your study differently than other people who are looking at the same thing. You use a different predictor variable, you use a different criterion variable, you use a different population, you do the whole thing in a different setting, you didn't find the same results as everybody else. Well, you didn't run the same study as everybody else. Does that make sense? See, when I say know your literature, I don't just mean know the results, but know the methodology. And third, which impacts both of these, and it's really annoying, is chance. Shit happens. The fancy phrase, sampling variability. All right? You might run the study perfectly, except who happened to show up at your door. Selected or self-selected. So you got to know the literature. You got to know the research side of the literature. And there's always sampling variability. You can't run away from sampling variability.